Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We told you yesterday that our friend and occasional co-host on the program, Sam Dodson from obscuretruth.com, has been placed in jail. And it was over a $300 fine that he was that they levied against him for driving while suspended. And they caught him for driving while suspended when he didn't know that his license was suspended. They knew that the license was suspended, and they didn't tell him.
Had the opportunity to tell him before he got into the vehicle.
They had the opportunity to tell him and serve, right? They're all about protecting and serving, supposedly.
Yeah. Hey, don't get in that vehicle and get in all kinds of trouble. Your license is suspended. You should get it straightened out before you get in that car, young man.
It was definitely a sting off.
Yeah, well, they knew where he was. They knew he was going to be in court because he was in court for another case, with the one where he was put in jail for 58 days last year, actually around this time. That's when they popped him, was when he left court, got into his car, and drove away. It was a moment after he left his parking space that they happened to spot him on the road and pulled him over and hit him with the driving while suspended. So there was a $300 fine involved, and yesterday he went to court and was sent to jail for 6 days because he's not going to pay the state their extortion. So that's where he is right now, in the Westmoreland County Jail, or the Westmoreland Jail for Chester County. And he's with us by phone from his holding cell. Sam from ObscureTruth.com. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you.
Hey.
And, yeah, the one thing I'll add to your summary, which was excellent, is that not only did they know, but Eli Rivera, the police prosecutor who actually did the record search and discovered that the license was suspended, testified on the stand that he included everything that he looked up in databases and so forth in the case file, and this was not in the case file. So he perjured himself under oath and committed a felony.
Well, we don't worry about those kind of things. Don't start.
So you were in court yesterday.
He's running for sheriff, Sam. We don't want to hear that kind of thing right
now.
You were in court yesterday on this, and it wasn't a trial. The trial already had happened. They'd found you guilty and hit you with a $300 fine, which you hadn't paid. They actually ended up sending an agent to your home. What was that all about?
So, well, to start with, you know, I suggested that, you know, I have a moral objection to paying the state because they're only going to take that money and use it to oppress other people. And I had suggested, hey, what about donating money, the $300 to the community kitchen, which I was considering doing, and I thought, you know, that's a good win-win for everybody.
That sounds good.
Well, it wasn't until after the trial, though, that the people in the audience, some of the Free Staters who came to witness the trial that day, told me that Judge Howard Lane was sitting there on the bench winking at the prosecutor, and he did this twice. And sure enough, we went back and reviewed the video camera, and we caught one time where he was winking to the prosecutor. And this was right after I had made an objection. He said, does it really matter? Winks at the prosecutor and then sustains my objection. And the problem with that is he's communicating something with that wink to the prosecutor, and it wasn't meant for me because he didn't, you know, state it openly. So that's an ex parte communication. So I've got the judge committing crimes from the bench during my trial multiple times, and I just thought, you know, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to grant this any legitimacy by paying these people.
Now, what are you going to do about this? Would paying the soup kitchen $300 or whatever, giving the soup kitchen $300, have diminished your case against the judge? And what are you going to do about the judge and his nonverbal communication, which is called ex parte communication and is illegal under New Hampshire law? And, you know,
well, ex parte communication is communication that it takes place between the judge and not all of the parties. Isn't that right, Sam? It's not necessarily nonverbal.
Well, I mean, if I had sent a letter to the judge's house or something like that and didn't copy the prosecutor, that would be an ex parte communication. So any two parties that does not include all of the parties, whether it's me, the judge, the prosecutor, any of us, if you try and say something about the case, you have to tell everyone involved. Otherwise, it's time.
Right. I'm not saying that nonverbal communication is ex parte communication.
Just making that
I'm
clear.
Saying that he was making ex parte communication, and it was nonverbal. And it's illegal.
Right.
And everywhere.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But the judge, the rogue man told you during your trial, and people can see some of the video at freekeen.com, but the judge told you that he denied that that there was any sort of ex parte communication.
That didn't happen.
Going on, and he said you
well,
can submit
fine.
It to the Judicial Conduct Committee, Sam.
Well, here's the problem with that. The Judicial Conduct Committee is for judges who misbehave. These are criminal charges. These are criminal allegations, and criminal allegations don't go before the Judicial Conduct Committee, which is made up of ex-corrupt judges who have probably done some of these same things. Criminal charges go in front of the grand jury. But this is just like when you have a complaint against a police officer. They don't want to come out and fill out a report and start the same process if you know that they would if you or I broke the law. They want you to come in and fill out a voluntary statement, which has no force of law, which, you know, that'd be appropriate if the officer was using foul language or his uniform was dirty. But if they're breaking the law, they shouldn't be subject to any sort of separate process. They should go through the same thing that the people do. And the fact is, the truth is that they don't, that they want you to, you know, fill out this voluntary statement when it's the police, or they want you to go to this Judicial Conduct Committee, which is powerless to really do anything.
Right.
To
we sent them
to get lifetime appointments.
Our listeners may recall, if they've been with us for a little while, when I was sent to jail a couple of years ago or a year and a half ago, the video footage of the judge losing it, the man in the robe, losing it in the courtroom, just completely going out of control. It was clear that he was in violation of their own rules. I mean, all you have to do is you pull up their own judicial conduct rules and the courtroom procedures
and
all that.
You know,
yeah, if they're going to hit somebody with a contempt of court charge, they have to, first of all, warn them that they're going to hit them with contempt of court and explain to them the reasons why. Calmly explain to them the reasons why. And that judge, the man in the robe, did none of those things. And he just lost it. And it's all on video. So even with all of that hard evidence, it was submitted to the Judicial Conduct Committee. Nobody really thought anything was going to come of it. And sure enough, they kicked it right back to the person who submitted it saying, yeah, we don't think there's anything wrong with how the judge behaved in this case.
No problem.
So they just kicked it right
yeah.
back. So it's a total waste of your time to even fill out whatever the paperwork is.
Exactly. And I actually had copied the Judicial Conduct Committee on the motion or on the notice that I submitted to Howard Lane, the judge in this case, about him winking and so forth. And they sent me back their official form, and I'm not about to waste my time filling that out so they can throw it away. What I am going to do is say, look, there is video evidence. You can see it firsthand. And if you're serious about doing something, I think you're, you know, a powerless organization that's the equivalent of a panel of foxes hearing complaints from the hens in the hen house.
Yep.
And I don't think you have any intention of doing anything morally right here, but I'm happy to come in, sit down with you on the record to let me know that you're serious about doing something here, and if not, then it will just chip away at your legitimacy and people will see that you're a fraud.
Hey,
and that's how I plan to respond once I get out.
Sam, maybe help my memory some. I think it was in your case, but it could be that I'm getting it mixed up, that there was at least one point where Lane was assisting the prosecution. Like literally, like saying, I think you know, did you know, asking for.
Yeah, there was he. So the notice of suspension was sent to them when I was in jail, and when I was here at the same place I am now, and I pointed that out. You know, look, I was in the state's custody. How can, you know, if you guys had some responsibility to notify me of this if I'm in your custody and you find out about it, and there was a question as to when it was suspended. What notice was required? You know, this is a Texas license, so there's the Texas state laws involved, and they had no clue what any of this meant. And they're supposed to be sure about this stuff before they extort money from someone, and they didn't.
Yeah, they just do whatever they want. They make up rules as they go along. They ignore their rules when you point them out. Sam, you've got time, obviously. You're calling from jail. We're paying the tab,
sure.
So hang on. We're coming back with more Sam here in a moment at ObscureTruth.com. This is Free Talk Live. You got a call? You got a question for him? Dial on in. It's Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day.
3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's KNOB, creekrange.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They are yours totally free. Head on over to freetalklive.com. Go into the podcast. You can go all the way back to early 2009 and listen for free at freetalklive.com.
Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them. Jurisdictionary.com explains how to use the rules step by step. You can find out how to draft pleadings, understand court's powers, get evidence from opponents, motions and hearings, and do it all in the less than 24 hours. The average eighth grader could do it. It's jurisdictionary.com. Use the pull-down menu for Free Talk Live there and let them know that you heard it from us, jurisdictionary.com.
Yeah, I definitely want to focus on some jurisdiction kind of issues or jury-ish issues, court-related stuff here, because we've got Sam on the line from obscuredtruth.com here.
Sam, did you use any your jurisdictionary skills while you were fighting your ticket today?
It was yesterday.
Not in this case, but in previous ones, it certainly helps. And even just working with a lawyer to know kind of what they're doing and what to expect, that made a big difference. It
cool.
really covered the basics for me.
Coming up, I do want to talk about the grand jury. This is something that we were just discussing, Sam. You're calling, by the way, from jail tonight. You're going to be sitting in jail for 6 days. You're on your first, I think, you've been in there for about 24 hours now, or over 24 hours. But we were talking about the idea that if there is a problem with some government bureaucrat, whether it's a rogue man calling himself a judge or it's one of the armed agents, that there's usually some sort of administrative process that they will allow you to fill out paperwork for that, as you point out, Sam, has absolutely no force, has no effect in their system, and they can just basically take a glance at whatever it is that you turn in and then throw it in the circular file, never to be seen again. We've seen this happen again and again, where they just blatantly ignore things. In one of my cases before, somebody submitted something to the Judicial Conduct Committee. They kicked it right back, even though the evidence was clear that the robed man was absolutely out of line. In other cases, there have been they've just absolutely ignored any kind of evidence. There was the other case where I had a phone stolen out of my hand. Sam, you got video footage of it. So did I, from my phone, of this EMS worker going in and just snatching the phone from my hand, essentially committing an act of theft on video. The city manager didn't want to see it. He didn't care. It was not his department, so he said, you have to go to the police department. I had filed a report.
Well, he didn't even need to see it because the people who were involved told him what happened and assured him that it didn't happen that way.
That's right.
So clearly he didn't need to see the video.
Right. His employees had said that it was one way and he wasn't interested in seeing video evidence. He just believed what his employees said. But he said if there was a problem, you could go to the police department. So there was a police report. The policeman that was investigating decided there was nothing worth going ahead with. And he, you know, essentially put the case away. Even though there's clear video footage available for them to go on.
They won't be dissuaded by evidence.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't matter if you fill out these things, but there is the grand jury. And that's something that you have been kind of talking about over the last couple of years, Sam, or at least the last year or so, is approaching the grand jury. But that's no easy task, is it?
It's not. Yeah, the meetings are closed off. And in New Hampshire, as in most states, they've really kind of sequestered them away and kept them separate from public. It used to be that any citizen could go bring a complaint against, you know, anybody, a public official, a police officer, or just a private citizen, and put it before the grand jury and let them decide if there was evidence to indict and move forward. But over the years, the government realizes the danger that poses to their lawlessness. So they've made it to where only the county attorneys are the ones allowed in there, and they, you know, openly intimidate people and do everything they can to block people from getting in front of a grand jury.
They also appeal to the grand jury to say, ho, you know, you don't want to listen to those people. They're nuts. You work for the grand jury.
Exactly.
We presume that to be the case because we did find out when the grand jurors meet here in Cheshire County. And we approached, Sam, you had a letter that you wanted, you weren't able to make it that morning when we did this, but you gave us copies of this letter that was from you that alleged some of the crimes that these government agents have performed. And in the letter, you essentially encouraged one of the grand jurors, and one of them with enough courage to essentially reach out to you as a grand juror and bring you in to the grand jury to present this. We gave this letter to as many of the grand jury selection people as we possibly could that morning, and they seemed to be, you know, okay as far as receiving it at that time. It was the first time we'd encountered them. The next month, when we came back out to again reach out to the grand jurors, because they're impaneled apparently for 6 months straight, we all of a sudden, many of them turned very, very cold to us. They were very, different in their behavior. And so we can only speculate as to what the bureaucrats may have threatened them with or lied to them about.
Yeah, what I think is one of the things I included in that letter is the oath that they all swore when they were sworn in as grand jury members. And that says that they have a duty to look into any allegations of wrongdoing or, you know, something to that effect. So by me giving them the letter, them reading the letter, they've now been made aware of criminal allegations. And, you know, they probably brought this up in the room and the county prosecutor or whoever, you know, threw a fit and told them, no, you can't do that. And we read the letter from FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association, where a guy who was actually on a grand jury recounted almost the same experience.
I actually have that letter here tonight, and I want to share it a little bit later on after we wrap up the interview with you. It's very interesting. It's one man's experience from being on a grand jury. It's nothing I've ever heard before, and it's as you might expect if you are familiar with the level of corruption within the state. So, Sam, there was a discussion we were having that I want to get into some detail on here. And I also, you know, if you want to share any jail stories that you've experienced so far.
Anything juicy?
Yeah, the jail's apparently full. They're moving next month into the new jail, which is four times the size of this one. But they have people sleeping on the floor in the day room. We had five people in this same holding cell that you were in, and that barely really holds two.
It's built for two.
Pretty crowded.
Right. It's built for two, but they put four in there when I was there, and there's two beds, kind of raised areas where they put the mattress pads, and then they put the other two on the floor, and there's barely room to move around at that point.
Yeah, you're lucky if you can scoot to the bathroom.
But you had five in there for a period of time.
Plus there's no air circulation in here.
When it gets
you put
hot.
Five people into this tiny room. It was, over 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Now, I also found out two of the people I was in here with earlier today were both arrested for drug possession, nonviolent crime. Mm. And you remember Stuart Clark, the inmate at Cheshire County who died in his sleep.
That's right. He mysteriously died, and I don't recall whatever happened with that.
Well, he was overdosed on drugs. And one of the guys I was in here with, his dad also overdosed on drugs, and apparently there is a lady here in Keene who has a wooden leg. The story isn't interesting enough, and she's been cutting drugs or doing something and actually caused the death of these new people. So it's the black market created by this war on drugs. It's really a war on people that's responsible for two deaths in the small town of Keene with a population of like 5,000.
Wow. We're going to come back with more here. Sam Dodson is with us from ObscureTruth.com. He's back in jail for several days here. We're going to come back and discuss whatever you want. You can also dial in and bring up anything and ask a question of Sam if you'd like.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation. Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish
at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the single CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. They include our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. All free for you and virtually unmoderated. So, word of warning, bbs.freetalklive.com.
HostGator's a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want to start a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. Use code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Sign up at HostGator.com. Receive your first month completely free. If you don't use the code FTL, you don't get the first month completely free. They'll help you to create your own website with web builder tools and templates at HostGator.com.
We're back with Sam Dodson from ObscuredTruth.com, live from his jail cell in the holding cells right now in Westmoreland, New Hampshire, the Cheshire County Jail. Now, Sam, are you there, sir?
I'm here, yep.
All right, good. Good to have you back. You're talking about some of your jail experiences, and I want to get into a little bit of controversy that was bubbling up in the studio last night. We actually were hoping you would co-host with us last night, but you ended up going to jail. So just to tell me a little bit more about, you're in a jail cell. They had five people in there. The cell was designed for two. You said the jail is incredibly full right now. They managed to finally take the fifth person out, so now you're down to four people in a jail cell designed for two. You said that two of them are in there for nonviolent, peaceful drug offenses, as I'm sure there are many more in the jail that are also in for similar reasons, which, of course, is a human tragedy story. As I was in, when I was in there with people that there were drug offenses and also other nonviolent traffic offenses. So the three other people I was in jail with were also, you know, they just didn't need to be there. Who's the third person?
The third person is here on a
Hello?
He didn't expect that question.
Electronic monitoring. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we got you.
So an electronic monitoring mix-up. He didn't know he had a court date, and so they showed up and in the middle of making breakfast, arrested him, and took him out. And he hasn't even been able to get a hold of anybody, really.
Wow. So, yeah. So again, a lot of VOPs, violations of probation, mess-ups, mistakes, just miscommunications, things like that. I mean, these jails across the country are, in many cases, loaded full of people who should not be there, people who have not harmed another person, and it's just so tragic. So, Sam, what else can you share about your experience so far? How are you handling things? Last time you came in, they had to drag you in. You ended up really building some, I think, rapport with the jail guards. I heard from one of them. I had a conversation with one of them later on, and he made some very positive statements about the impression that you made on both the guards and the inmates, whereas another individual who went in and was a little bit more coming from a place of anger was not as appreciated. So how are you approaching things this time? Any differently?
Yeah, so I had a nice conversation on the way out with the sheriff, or one of the sheriff's deputies, and, you know, we were talking on the ride over and kind of just sort of exploring different topics with them. And I think they're starting to kind of question some things. He said, you know, I don't know why Burke, who's the judge you were talking about in your case, he got up and left, and then Lane came in, the other judge, and sat down to hear all the Free Stater cases. So apparently Burke is not hearing the Free Staters anymore. We don't know why. And that's what he said. He's like, I don't know why they did that. I don't know why on another occasion when we were in Superior Court, they moved the trial from the courtroom that allowed cameras where I had filmed the first part of the trial to the courtroom that didn't allow cameras, and then they called the sheriff's deputies out, and he was one of the ones that responded. So he's like, I don't know why all these things are happening, and I think they're kind of starting to kind of question, okay, maybe these guys are bringing up some good points, and they're, you know, I don't really have an answer for them. So I didn't make them drag me around this time. I've been pretty cooperative. I haven't answered all their questions and so forth, and you know, so far everything's been pretty uneventful. About half the guards are new. I guess they're hiring folks to prepare for the new facility that's four times the size and takes even more staff per inmate to run than this one.
Right, they're doubling the cost per day to keep somebody in as well as the new jail.
Exactly. But the ones that were here have just been all smiles and laughing. And I told them, well, you know, I couldn't find a haircut like the one I got here anywhere else on the outside, so that's why I'm back.
It's funny.
And I got home, man. It was awful. The first time I cut my hair after getting out of jail, like in the back part of my head, I had like 3-inch long hair, and then in the rest, it was like an inch. I don't know how he missed it.
They gave
it,
you a mullet?
That's
awful.
Was,
that should be. You should
weird.
Be able to prosecute
like
for that.
So, Sam.
You know, we've been joking about that. Go ahead, Mark.
You know, I guess the last time you went for 58 days, and, you know, there was a hunger strike involved. You were put in for not, you know, for filming, you know, you're a press, member of the press for filming in a courtroom. You know, it's.
And kept in because he wouldn't give his legal name on a consensual basis. And even though they found it out by running his fingerprints and they discerned what it was, even though they had discovered it, they still wanted him to bend over and give them voluntarily his legal name, so which he didn't do.
Right, for exercising your right to remain silent.
They kept him in jail indefinitely. It ended up lasting
58
days.
That's what gets me about that is, okay, you're going to punish someone for not processing, then have a punishment for that that fits the crime, but which I think is silly, but because it's not even required to give your name according to the statutes, if I understand correctly. And
that's required.
But it's just indefinite.
It's required by their law, but you know, supposedly you have a right to remain silent too. So it's very strange. But you know, it was obviously outrageous, and it obviously got a lot of people all stirred up. And I think several people moved to the Free State Project. Probably many signed up, many moved up their move date, and you know to be involved with the kind of thing that you're involved with. But you know, this time I've got to wonder. You know, when you had the opportunity to give $300 to the bums at the soup kitchen, you know, toss them $300, stay out of jail. And I just wonder, is this going to do anything like that? And is there any point in going?
I don't think it's going to do anything like that. I don't know what I'm going to do out of it. I'm certainly going to write a letter to Peter Thomas, who is the man who arrested me and was really, you know, when I told him, I have no idea that my license was suspended and I never saw any document. He was shocked to find out that this driving record search that Eli Rivera did, the prosecutor in the case, that he, that wasn't included in the discovery and that I didn't know about it. And, you know, he was genuinely surprised. And so I want to point out to him that, look, you're willing to send people to jail for 6 days just so that you can cover for your buddies. And while you and a couple other folks in KPD are the kind of police that I would want to be police officers if we have to have such a thing, you know, they're in it for the right reasons, and they really, truly want to help people, and they're not the sadists who get off on the power trip and so forth. But when you sit by and do nothing, you have the same effect as if you did it yourself. So, you know, it's not, it's certainly not going to accomplish all the same things that I did last time. But it's reaching to some of the guards. I'm telling, they're asking me, why are you back? And so I'm walking through the whole story with them, and they're, you know, really kind of taken aback by it a little bit and surprised at what's going on.
Basically, Sam, and, we had a discussion last night, Mark and I, about the issue of going to jail for activism. Mark points out that it likely doesn't increase their jail budget in any significant way beyond, you know, having to make an extra bologna sandwich for you. So it's not really likely to be a financial burden on the system. I'm not sure about how the finances work, but he also kind of came at it from the viewpoint that, you know, that you'd be better off on the outside. And I tried to make the point that there are effective things that you can do inside. You can reach out to the guards. You can reach out to the inmates, the other prisoners. And,
Sam reaches out. Sam reaches out to a lot of people through the Obscure Truth Network, too. And, I mean, he has hundreds and hundreds of people he can reach out to there, and, you know, a few.
Right. So Mark's basically saying that he doesn't think it's worth your while, Sam. So I'd like you to explain yourself as to, you know, why did you choose to end up going to jail rather than pay up to the state or give money to the soup kitchen as a way to avoid the 6 days. If you don't mind, to explain that in a moment. Well, more with Sam from ObscureTruth.com. If you've got a question for him, 800-259-9231.
Getting a mortgage without a down payment or just refinancing your home can be tough right now. But if you've served in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard, it doesn't have to be. I'm Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct. After serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom, I now help other vets get their financial needs met. Our team of professionals understands the special benefits under the law for veterans. We have over 20 years of VA home mortgage experience, including refis to VA loans at lower rates.
On your feet!
If you're a veteran in need of a mortgage or interested in a refi for cash out or lower payments, call 888-900-VA-LOAN now or go online to varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN, varadio.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
The airwaves, dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. Now, if you enjoy the program, you can help support the show by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show. Get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom, and you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only podcast, which is missing the usual commercials you might hear in the podcast, the regular podcast, that is, and also the AMP-only forum, AMP-only call-in lines, and more. Get all the details. Get signed up. Any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options are all available for you at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Sam Dodson from obscuredtruth.com, he's with us live from his holding cell in Westmoreland Jail here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, as he was arrested, or not arrested, I guess you're arrested. You were cuffed. You were taken down to the jail yesterday on a six-day sentence because here in New Hampshire they will credit you $50 per day that you sit in jail toward any sort of fine that they are coming after you for. You had a $300 fine, so 6 days in jail. You're in through Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. when they will apparently bring you back to Keene, which seems like a new service. I didn't think they offered that before. Last time, as I recall, they required that you have someone with a driver's license come and pick you up. Now, apparently, there's an option that they will tote you back into town, which that's kind of nice. You with us?
They used to allow people to come pick you up at midnight. If you could get somebody to come out, they don't do that anymore. You can have somebody pick you up. If not, then they'll take you back. They found some statute that says 8 a.m., so that's the way they're doing it now.
Gotcha. Now, what we were talking about a few moments ago, if people missed, they're just tuning in, they can grab the full interview later tonight at freetalklive.com as to why you're in jail and what's been going on, et cetera. But we were getting to some of the controversy that was bubbling up on the show last night between Mark and myself. Mark essentially saying that he doesn't believe that the adding somebody to a jail increases the costs of holding people. We used to say that it costs the state, you know, $60 a day to hold somebody in a jail.
And on average, that's true.
Right. But if you're just jumping up the population by one, it's not like they're spending that much more money to bring you in. And I think Mark is right about that.
There's probably, yeah, I think there's something to that. And I know there's some discussion going on some forums and such about that, about trying to figure out just exactly how much it is, if anything. But I think there is, to at least some extent, some trouble that they have to go to that they don't care to go to. You know, maybe it's interrupting a couple of officers in their normal revenue collection activities or something when they have to go and, you know, either arrest someone or process someone into jail. And So and I think it might also be something that scales up, you know, if the jail starts to get crowded and it starts to become a problem for them.
Well, that's mostly a problem for the people in that holding cell who probably would be a little better off if Sam wasn't there.
Yeah,
and usually it's the sheriffs in this here. It's usually the sheriffs that handle that, that handle processing and jail activities as opposed to police. Sam?
Yeah, right. So I'm not under any illusion that just me being here is somehow going to bankrupt the state of New Hampshire.
Oh, I can't imagine you are.
I made that joke to the guards, and they had a good laugh about it. I'm here to bankrupt you this time. But, you know, at the same time, I realize that what's coming is more free staters, more people who care about liberty, who are willing to do civil disobedience, who are willing to all sit down and surround a police car that's arrested a nonviolent person. And, you know, when 100 people coming into this jail would grind it to a halt, especially if they're all non-cooperating and not answering questions and so forth. I don't know what they would do. It would be
stories. There are cases when it seriously becomes a problem, when there's literally can't handle the numbers, then they start releasing people earlier than they otherwise would have. You know, and there's the prerogative. The warden there has said that, I don't know, maybe he's not called a warden.
Superintendent.
There.
Superintendent. Yep.
That he, in fact, has the prerogative to let people go early within certain restrictions. So,
So, let me just say, I think there's also a point, like you were saying, I agree with you, Mark, and I agree with you, Ian. There's also the point of talking to the guards, and I think some of them are starting to kind of understand what we're all about and come around to the ideas, and I wouldn't be too quick to discount that. I think that's pretty valuable, and I think we're seeing it not just at the jails, but, you know, in the city, bureaucrats and so forth. A lot of them are kind of starting to understand, and things are economically are getting worse, and they're starting to realize that, hey, maybe these free staters are saying something important here.
Yeah, I do see value in talking to the prison guards there, the jail guards. I see some value to it. I don't know if it's worth my time going to jail or yours either, and the concern I have while you're in there. But what you're saying as far as the other bureaucrats, they can be handled without going to jail. But, you know, I think that if you had 100 people go to their jail, sure, it might ground that jail to a halt in some way. They'd have to figure something out, and I don't know what they'd do. But I can tell you what would happen if you put 100 people through that court system of theirs. That same 100 people, they'd have to set off all kinds of other people's court dates to the point
that... Well, that's
part of
it, Mark.
I mean,
in order to go to jail, I mean, you get arrested initially sometimes to jail.
My claim
is... Down the line, you usually have to go to trial in order to get to that point.
My claim is the choke point is their judicial system. It's not their jail. Because they can always ship convicts off to other jails if they have,
a
day or two.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, they can. If they're serving time, they can send them off to other jails. It's no big deal. So they have that.
I know the feds can do that. I don't know if that's true for a jail sentence in the county in which you're in.
Then why do they, didn't they send, from Nashua, didn't they send somebody up to the Manchester jail?
No, there's no jail in Nashua. There's just that one Hillsborough County jail.
Yeah, I can tell you it happens.
Sam, any thoughts on that?
I think Mark's bringing up a good point. The court system is completely overloaded. I hear a lot of people who the state comes and asks them to waive their right to a speedy trial just because they're at capacity right now. They're underfunded. The state of New Hampshire is facing a $111 million budget deficit that they're trying to make up. So they're completely broke, they're overloaded, and they're understaffed, and 100 trials, these wouldn't be jury trials, because New Hampshire's pretty screwed up in that regard as well, but that would just overload their system. The main reason, though, that I'm here is to, you know, I'm just not willing to grant legitimacy to a trial where the judge is winking at the prosecutor and you know, engaging in criminal behavior openly. And it's like it's a joke to these guys is to show people just how egregious they can be in violating the law and showing you that they're above the law and it doesn't apply to them.
Sam, if you just don't feel like playing along today, that's cool with me. But I think that it seems to me that throwing $300 at the bums is probably granting no more legitimacy than going to jail in the eyes of the judicial system.
I don't think he's concerned about what the judicial system thinks. Are you, Sam? You're more concerned with what people watching are thinking?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And also, you know, how can I expect 100 people, in a few years to come in here and do the same thing if I'm not willing to do it myself?
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the most important points is that you're setting an example. Plus, a lot of people who might engage in such disobedience may not have $300 that they can just throw at the food kitchen to get out of something. And many people just don't have that kind of money they can just throw around. And so it's important to remember that as well.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I mean, there certainly have been activists that went to, jail rather than, paying off some fine. And, that's fine.
It's a very principled stand. And I don't think Sam is looking at it from the perspective that you are, Mark, to say, well, I could reach more people if I was on the outside, so I'll just do whatever I can to stay on the outside.
All
for
I'm
Sam,
saying is
it's
what
a principle,
does more good. That's what I'm saying.
For Sam, it's not about this utilitarian approach of what does more good. From Mark's perspective, from Sam's perspective, what I'm hearing from you, Sam, is that it's about what you feel is right.
I want to hear what Sam's perspective is. That's why I've been asking him questions, Ian.
I want to hear what Sam has to say about it. Go ahead, Sam.
That's absolutely it. It's, I don't feel that this is acceptable behavior, and I want to draw attention to it by going to jail and writing these stories and, continuing to badger these bureaucrats and police and judges and so forth who are doing these things and let them know that I'm not just going to forget about it and let it go away. I'm going to keep after that grand jury until somebody brings me into that room.
Yeah, I
hope you do.
I've got 4 years to do it.
It is a powerful statement. I think that that they're definitely onto something. Both what Mark is saying and what's being discussed on forums about the actual, if you want to look at dollar cost, I think that's true. That it's probably very questionable. But it's a powerful statement, and there's also something about attacking the fear that they have over people when someone says, "Okay, I'll go to jail then."
Yeah,
and then
no
that just
deal.
Totally throws a lot of people.
It diffuses them to some extent. Sam, we're glad you're all right in there, and I'm sure we'll hear back
Please
from you before
eat.
Before you. He's, you're eating, right?
No, I'm not. I'm just 6 days. No big deal.
Oh my
thank
God.
You guys.
All right,
eat,
Sam. We'll talk to you
eat.
Soon.
Drink milk.
I'm actually going to put you on hold here. Hang on. Hour two's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.